Romans chapter 8, we will consider verse 28, 29, and 30. Romans 8, 28, 29, and 30, I read. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. 30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called. And whom he called, then he also justified. And whom he justified, then he also glorified. This is the word of the Lord. To lay a foundation for the concept of discipleship, dealing with what it is all about and what God intends to achieve with it in our lives, is very crucial, because it is not something that is widely understood, nor widely accepted, nor widely practiced in the body of Christ. But the Bible, all the way from the Old Testament and New Testament, is pointing us to a particular principle that helps to bring up a lifestyle, a way of life that God expects every follower to embrace, a way of life that God is calling on every child of God, every Christian, to learn, to discover, to understand, and to practice. Christianity has principles, and you cannot be a Christian